The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Friday, Junior!
Yay! Okay.
God, it's Thursday. Not mad at that. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's get right to it. First talk back of the day, shall we?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy Snuff from San Diego. So I just had to slide into the Graham's DMs. Of course, not as exciting as the moms that slide into the Graham's DMs, but I sent you guys something. Hopefully, Graham, you take a look at it, and hopefully you guys enjoy. Talk to you. Bye.
Who gives a fart?
What did he send you? Like,
all right,
some movies?
I checked my DMs this morning after I got that talk back from our boy Snuff, and it was a link to a song, and I went, oh, no. Because, you know, Selena, when people send us their music, oh.
Straight to the trash. Just kidding.
No,
just
but
kidding.
His DM said that he had created a song about our Dry January bet. If you don't know, Selena and Jess are both doing Dry January, and if one of them slips up and has a drink this month, they have to take a shoey out of the other person's shoe,
right?
Of course, which is what a shoey is. And he made an entire song about it, and I'm not going to lie, you guys, it's pretty damn good.
No way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Day. Selena and Jess, no drinks in the play. Dry January, they're keeping it clean. While Graham's on damp, he's sipping between. The stakes are high, the honor's the game. Break the rules and you'll face the shame. A shoe is the price, it's not a bluff. Drinking from a shoe, oh that's rough. Dry January, they're holding strong. New Year vibes, they're feeling on. Say it, no. Shoey's the penalty if they let it go. Selena's got a breathalyzer in hand. Proving she's sober, she's taking a stand. Jess is all in, not a sip in sight. Team Dry January's winning this fight. Selena's got a breathalyzer in hand. Proving she's sober, she's taking a stand. Jess is all in, not a sip in sight. Team Dry January's winning this fight. The stakes are high, the honor's the game. Break the rules and you'll face the shame. A shoey's the price, it's not a bluff. Drinking from a shoe, oh that's rough.
There's more to the song. We couldn't play the entire thing, but I mean,
Give him a Grammy right now.
Like, I was so blown away this morning because, again, no offense to people who have said this music before, but, you know, generalist is not, you know, it needs a little more refinement.
Now,
but, like,
listen,
dude, that was a slapper.
What's his name?
Snuff.
If only we can get Snuff to also do our crazy cash promos we play here.
I think he'd probably be open to that. I can
picture myself listening to this song in my car. It's so catchy.
That's good. That was good, right?
I love it.
Well done.
We're going to have to replay that later in the morning. Yes.
You should have seen the look on my face when it was a link to a song this morning. I was like, oh,
so
God. Okay. Here we go. I clicked on it. I was like, what? How did that happen?
Really quick, since we're on the topic of Dry January, thank you so much for that song. We're going to have to replay that later on in the morning for a whole new audience. But Dry January, when are the benefits supposed to appear?
That's a good question.
You know, everyone's like, oh, the benefits of Dry January, not drinking for a while.
Yeah, you
like,
feel better. You have more energy. You're going to sleep better. Your skin's going to look better.
Where are the benefits? Still waiting.
You're right. We're already 16 days in.
I'm telling you, I've done an entire Dry January and I just felt grouchier the entire time.
I literally looked up some of the benefits here. Improved mood is one of them. I've never been madder.
I was more stressed and grumpier than ever.
Yeah. Not sleeping well.
Reduced brain fog. No. Still foggy as hell. Just call me Carl. financial savings. Nope. Still broke.
Mm-hmm.
Still broke. Weight loss. No. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Liver health. Why? Can't really speak on that.
Let's say probably.
Probably not.
Let's put a pin in that one. That one might be the one.
Maybe that's the only one.
Your liver's getting a reset. That's good.
Better sleep? Nah.
No.
No, sleep the same.
There's nothing. Better skin? No.
No.
Still breaking out. Dry as hell.
Just dry and crusty January skin. We've all got it.
Hands are all crackly. Like, where? Where's the better skin?
Yeah, I'd like to pour cold beer on that. Probably
I mean,
refreshing.
We're only halfway through. Maybe 15 more days is what it takes.
Doubt it.
You guys are actually pretty good. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, the 16th here, that's pretty good. I mean, Selena had a drink on January 1st. This is January 2nd, so, okay.
Okay, in my defense, that was before we had discussed Dry January, and I was still in Mexico. We had a goodbye drink at the resort. Like, give me a break.
Well, I'm just saying, okay. I think you have to go one day into February to complete a full.
I can do that.
Selena will do that.
Unless that first day of February lands on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
if it's a weekday, she's all for it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Just want to give a quick fire update. That death toll has gone up now to 25. The fires in Southern California are still raging. More than 12,000 structures have been destroyed, but it looks like they are making some progress. The Palisades fire, now this is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. It still is only 21% contained. But
that's good.
The Eaton fire is now up to 45.
Good.
The Hearst fire, 98.
Good.
Auto fire, 85%. And now there's the Little Mountain fire, 0% contained.
Uh-oh.
But it's pretty small, and they're saying those winds are going to pick back up next week.
The Warriors got a much-needed win last night on the road in Minnesota to get back to a 500 record on the season, but this being the Warriors of 2025, it did not come easily. The Warriors jumped out to a 22-point first-quarter lead and then just slowly choked it away, but Steph Curry wasn't going to let that win slip away. He scored 31 in the game, and the Dubs escaped with a 116-115 win. The Warriors now come home to host the Wizards on Saturday.
Nice. Today's weather will be mostly clear and sunny with daytime highs in the low to mid 60s and lows in the 40s, with some areas dropping even into the 30s, you guys. But still no rain in the forecast for the near future. I'm thinking we might be worried a little bit.
I'm starting to get a little, this dry spell is going on a little too long. It reminds me of my fall quarter of my freshman year of college.
Oh, no.
It was a hell of a dry spell. Hey, Virgo besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Pamper yourself and then ditch the old you, because it's time to try out a new look or style. Smile for the cameras because you're creating a buzz.
Wow. Makeover time.
Yeah. Little glow up.
Hey, speaking of buzz, we were talking about Dry January just a few minutes ago. Have you guys heard of these buzz drops? I've been seeing them everywhere.
No.
You haven't heard of these?
What is it?
Well, I that's what I wanted to ask, and we'll discuss it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So you guys haven't heard of buzz drops? Maybe it's because we've been talking about Dry January so often that I keep getting served these ads on Instagram.
Yeah, you're getting served different stuff than me.
Are they new drinks or something?
So they don't contain any alcohol, and I think that's why I'm getting serves them for Dry January. Oh. They don't contain any alcohol, the little droplets that you just put in your drink or whatever. I did look it up. And it contains THC tinctures.
Some tinctures
with low doses of delta 9 THC and cannabidiol.
I like it. I don't know. If you're doing Dry January, let's take one substance out and just replace it with another substance, because we know you have to have something. You can't just not have anything.
Right. Then I'm gonna bring up a different product after this one really quick. So I was reading the comments, and a lot of people were like, "Oh my god, it's like a buzz, but it's not like an alcohol buzz. Obviously, there's no alcohol, but it's a relaxing buzz without intoxication or impairment." So they're selling this as an alternative to Dry January. But then I also got a DM from Stacy.
Yes.
Who said there are alternatives that even I just discovered that give you a buzz but have no alcohol. There's something called Hayo at Sprouts. Really? You can buy it at Sprouts. It's a functional seltzer is what it's called. And it tastes just like a seltzer. She says it gave her a buzz, but it has no alcohol. And I even looked that up, and it says no CBD, no anything. So
what's
I don't know.
In it?
I don't know. I don't know how it's working.
It's a high dose of beetroot, and it gets you all juiced up because you got so much antioxidants in your blood system. Have you guys ever had, I'm a big fan of the can drinks. Now that is a THC and CBD canned.
I see those
drink
at the dispensaries. I'm scared to try anything.
They're really low.
I'm not.
There's ones that have
me and THC and all that, so we don't mix very well.
There's ones that have a very small amount of THC.
I don't know.
THC.
I'm scared.
There's nothing to be scared of with those. Trust me.
How many can you drink?
Well, it
can
basically
you
says
drink?
That
well,
it's
Grant
like it's for like a social thing. If you want to, it gives you a recommendation. Like if you're a more seasoned thing, have 3 of these. If you want, just try one, see how you feel and go. But there's little ones, there's bigger ones. Get the low dose ones. I don't know. I'm a fan of them.
Okay. But. So are we allowed to do stuff like this during Dry January?
Well, it's not alcohol.
Yeah.
And we're not, and you're not going to make us do a shoey.
I don't see any problem with it. I mean, it's,
okay.
If you really wanted to go dry and, substance-free for the month, then you would. But that wasn't a stipulation.
Okay.
Wow.
And I recommend those, other than that they are expensive. That's the only thing with all those stuff. You're just like, you know what? I could see this replacing booze for me. And then you're like, how much did a six-pack of these cost? Okay, never mind.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, things are pricey. That's the only problem with stuff like that.
Yeah, I wish that because I'm doing Dry January, I would be more inclined to drink more water and be, you know, doing better with that, I guess, side of things. But it's really not. It's not helping me. So I guess maybe this is a good, like, alternative.
Hey, for anyone ever thinking about trying Dry January, just don't.
Here's your two spokespeople right here. Stay clear.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So you guys haven't heard of Buzz Drops. Maybe it's because we've been talking about Dry January so often that I keep getting served these ads on Instagram.
Yeah, you're getting served different stuff than me.
Are they, like, new drinks or something?
So they don't contain any alcohol, and I think that's why I'm getting served them for Dry January. Oh. They don't contain any alcohol, the little droplets that you just, like, put in your drink or whatever. I did look it up, and it contains THC tinctures with low doses of delta-9 THC and cannabis oil.
I like it. You're doing Dry January, let's take one substance out and just replace it with another substance, because we know you have to have something. You can't just not have anything.
Right. And then I'm going to bring up a different product after this one really quick, because I was reading the comments, and a lot of people were like, oh my God, it's like a buzz, but it's not like an alcohol buzz. Obviously, there's no alcohol, but it's a relaxing buzz without intoxication or impairment. So they're selling this as an alternative to Dry January. But then I also got a DM from Stacy.
Yes.
Who said there are alternatives that even I just discovered that give you a buzz but have no alcohol. There's something called Hayo at Sprouts. Really? You can buy it at Sprouts. It's a functional seltzer is what it's called. And it tastes just like a seltzer. She says it gave her a buzz, but it has no alcohol. And I even looked that up, and it says no CBD, no anything. So
what's
I don't know. I don't know how it's working.
It's a high dose of beetroot, and it gets you all juiced up because you got so much antioxidants in your blood system. Have you guys ever had, I'm a big fan of the can drinks. Now that is a THC and CBD, like, you know, canned.
I see those drink at the dispensaries. I'm like scared to try anything.
They're really low.
I'm not.
There's ones that have
me
that,
and THC and all that stuff. We don't mix very well.
There's ones that have a very small amount of THC.
I don't know.
THC.
I'm scared.
There's nothing to be scared of with those. Trust me.
How many can you drink?
Well, it's for like a social thing. If you want to, you know, it gives you a recommendation. Like if you're a more seasoned thing, have three of these. If you want, just try one, see how you feel and go. But there's little ones, there's bigger ones. Get the low dose ones. I don't know. I'm a fan of them.
Okay. But. So are we allowed to do stuff like this during Dry January?
Well, it's not alcohol.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make us do a shoey.
I don't see any problem with it. I mean, it's, okay. If you really wanted to go dry and, you know, substance free for the month, then you would. But that wasn't a stipulation.
Okay.
Wow.
And I recommend those, other than that they are expensive. That's the only thing with all those stuff. You're just like, you know what? I could see this replacing booze for me. And then you're like, how much did a six pack of these cost? Okay, never mind.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Things are pricey. That's the only problem with stuff like that.
Yeah, I wish that because I'm doing Dry January, I would be more inclined to drink more water and be, you know, doing better with that, I guess, side of things. But it's really not. It's not helping me. So I guess maybe this is a good, like, alternative.
Hey, for anyone ever thinking about trying Dry January, just don't.
Here's your two spokespeople right here. Stay clear.
All right, next on the JV Show, a survey says this many Americans act like a baby when they're sick. I've witnessed that firsthand. That's my husband right there. Graham, you also, a lot of alcohol talk this morning, but you have something alcohol related we're also going to talk about next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Jessica Simpson does have a prenup. Protect your bag, queen.
Protect your bag.
Jess, do me a favor. Will you look up her net worth once?
Yes.
Again. So as you know, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson, they are splitting up. They are heading separate ways. They got married in 2014. Can I cough really quick?
Yeah.
No, I
head when you take that thing from my throat.
Oh, geez, Selena, you should get that checked out.
Yes, I know. Thank you for your concern, Graham. So she and Eric Johnson, they're splitting up. They've been married 10 years now. They got married in 2014. And people were wondering, well, is there like a prenup? What's going on? Because Jessica, you're the one that told me Graham has this massive, she's built this massive empire of shoes and bags and accessories and clothes and perfumes, and she has all these things. Eric Johnson, you said he hasn't really, well, he hasn't played football in a long time.
He hasn't played football in a long time, and he didn't, his career earnings, I'm assuming, weren't that much. He was a pretty low profile, high tight end.
So it would be in Jessica's best interest to protect her bag, queen.
Protect your bag, queen.
How much is Jessica Simpson worth, Jess?
So from what I'm reading, in 2022, it was $200 million. And I believe he was only at $10 million the last time that I checked.
And that might be being generous. But
yeah.
We
don't know the details of the prenup. I do want to throw this out, though. We kind of touched on this with another major celebrity separation that's currently happening with Jessica Alba and her husband. But in California, which is where Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson lived, I'm assuming, if it's a long-term marriage, and that is 10 years or more, it changes the way the courts look at spousal support. Ooh. So even if they had a prenup in place and they had agreed at the beginning of their marriage or before, hey, no spousal support for either of us, the courts could be like, well, things have changed. You guys have been married more than 10 years. That's considered long-term, and you've made all this money. He has nothing. You are going to pay him spousal support. They could just override that. Yep.
Then what? Why even set the prenup in the first place if they're just going to override it?
It's not guaranteed they will, but they can do that. They would
there
have
has
the power.
Been some precedent, yes. Where it's happened
Isn't
before.
Isn't that not fair?
Yeah.
When, like, it's, you agreed. When it's your money you're trying to protect.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but...
yeah, if it's the other person, then totally fair.
Anytime it's like some woman that you think should get her bag, you're like, yeah, get your bag, take it for all he's worth.
This is different.
What if Eric Johnson dropped everything, put his career on hold to marry her and support her and did everything for her and helped raise their children? Do they have kids? And
like,
became a stay-at-home dad and raised the kids and put everything on hold for her while she went off and made all the money? Don't you think he should get
that doesn't sound
some
like
support?
Yes, but I also think it matters how or, and why they split up. Like in this case, you were out just flirting with other women. That's kind of your fault.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Had she just called off the marriage and he's like, well, I've been this perfect doting husband and I gave up everything for you. Yeah, pay him spousal support. To me, that matters.
I agree.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you.
I mean, if you cheat, you ruin the relationship.
So. True, but I mean, just flip the gender roles, because a lot of times, not normally, but in a lot of these high profile situations, we're seeing a guy who's very wealthy and then he's divorcing a woman, and you're saying, get your bag, queen, get your bag. And they should, because what if they put their career on hold and raised the kids and did all this stuff and weren't out there earning a bunch of money because they were doing the world's hardest job, which is raising a family.
Yes.
And in those instances, yes, they should be compensated for that, and they should get spousal support, and they should get a chunk of the husband earned during that time, because he wouldn't have been able to do it because she was taking the brunt of all the work of raising the family. And I'm all for it. Get your bag, queen. But it does seem a little different when we switch the gender roles. I don't know. It just like
it's not even a gender thing.
But if a woman had cheated during that time, you're saying she gets cast out on the street with
if
nothing.
If she was
and the
a
kids
serial
no-
cheater, you messed up that situation for yourself. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad. The husband's like, I don't want to pay her money. She was cheating on me the whole time. Like, why should I have to pay her spousal support?
But when there's kids involved, it's just to me, it's a little bit different.
That's child support. Yeah. That's different.
Okay, but that number goes based on your earnings. Child support isn't like a set number for everyone. That number based on lifestyle can be an astronomical number.
And that's why we are not judges and we don't work in the court system. It'd just be one big argument.
Just play judges and jury on this show.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Chicago Zoo announced yesterday that unfortunately we all need to take a moment and say our goodbyes to Slater and Teal.
Who the hell is that?
They have passed away from the bird flu.
Oh,
Slater, you guys, isn't even a bird. He was a 7-year-old harbor seal, and Teal was a flamingo that wasn't even a year old yet. These are the first two known cases of avian influenza at the Chicago Zoo. Officials there are definitely on edge because of how contagious this virus is and how quickly it can spread. They aren't sure how they were exposed, but they think it was likely from some sort of water fowl. That's a water bird, if you didn't know.
Okay.
A waterfowl. And unfortunately, and they're on alert because hoping other animals at the zoo don't get this. Now, we've seen egg prices absolutely blast through the roof. And yes. If you don't know why that is, it's not everything's more expensive these days. It is because bird flu is wiping out millions and millions of chickens.
Oh,
that's sad.
You didn't know that, Selena?
No, I thought everyone was just eating up all the eggs. I went to go buy some yesterday, and there was like two cases.
No, and then every grocery store you go to now, it's like you can't buy more than two cartons of eggs or whatever it is. Like there's limits on it, and that is because of the bird flu. Bird flu is absolutely decimating the egg-laying bird population, amongst other things too. We've seen cases in humans as well. We actually saw our first bird flu death in Louisiana, I think, last week or the week before. That, you know, again, that person had underlying conditions and all that stuff. But it is a highly contagious virus, and they say it's mutated, and we're going to see where this thing goes. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. But that is the reason your eggs cost $12 or $9 or whatever these prices that you're seeing is because the only way to get rid of birds that are infected with the bird flu, and we've seen this over the past couple of years when there's been outbreaks, is they have to kill them all. And there's been some, you know, major egg producers that have the numbers that they've birds that they've had to off. It's staggering. It's in the millions.
No,
we really started off 2025 not in the best way.
No, this is not is not shaping up to be.
2026 will be our year.
Not shaping up to be our year.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys also have a ton of hair hanging off your... My husband won't even go near it. He is so grossed out.
Don't blame him. It's gross.
It is gross.
Trim it.
I don't even
touch it. Are you not shaving for winter?
The hair's hanging off your... No, you need the...
I feel like
for
this
warmth,
is
right?
This is everyone, probably. Ew. I think.
Everyone, guys and girls.
Probably mostly girls.
Interesting. Maybe. Oh, interesting. All right. Think about what that bleeped out. Women, Selena. Women. Sorry, I said girls. Women.
Gals.
Ladies.
Bitches.
Ma'am. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a squeaky, clean, family-friendly show, so your guess needs to be just that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. Here's how it works. I'm going to play this clip. Again, it does contain a bleeped out word. Now, if you are the first person to guess what that bleeped out word is, you get a JV Show chug mug. Easy as that. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip. Do you guys also have a ton of hair hanging off your... My husband won't even go near it. He is so grossed out.
Ew.
I don't blame him.
I won't even go near it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
What?
JV Show, this is Millie from Campbell, and I think the bleeped out word is hairbrush.
Hairbrush.
Now that was far and away the most popular guess that came in this morning. That just wiped out a lot of guesses.
That's
so it is not brush or hairbrush.
No.
Good morning, this is Jennifer in Stockton. My guess is big toe.
Camel, of the camel variety, maybe. Do you guys have hair on your toes, or is that a guy thing?
No. I think that's a guy thing. No.
Maybe like a couple, but not.
You pluck them?
No, you're right. I do. Remember one time I went to, never mind. It's a long story. I don't feel like explaining. But no, I don't pluck them. I didn't even know they were there until recently.
It was too late
because I was wearing heels with the clear straps and the hair is pressed up against the plastic. And I was like, what?
Oh,
you thought a hair had been trapped under there from somebody else and it was attached to you.
Me.
I have one big toe hair. I tried to take a picture of my toe this morning because it's the one I dropped the stove on and it's all black and blue. Ooh. And I wanted to give a progress pic. And I did notice that my one toe hair is still there. It's going strong.
Ew. Good for you.
Just one.
Hi, this is Krislin calling from San Jose. And I think the bleep that word is mole. Thanks. Have a good day.
Mole.
That was another very popular guest this morning. Mole mole.
All right. Continue to get those guesses in. What is that bleeped out word? If you think you know it, leave it on a talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Don't forget your name, your city, so we can shout you out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing one of our favorite games right now, What the Bleep, where you just have to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Do you guys also have a ton of hair hanging off your... My husband won't even go near it. He is so grossed out.
Mm-hmm. No,
true
just
story. I don't even want to go near it. I'm forced to. All right, let's see.
But it's yours.
Some of it is mine.
Oh.
Interesting.
Most of it. Probably all of it. I don't know. We'd have to send that to the lab just to be sure.
I'm confused now.
As always, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Let's run through some of these guesses.
Good morning, guys. Jason from Vallejo here, and my guess for the bleeped out word is chin. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Chin.
Got some hairs on your chin. Be honest.
Maybe some, like, peach fuzz.
You've never had that one long black hair come out of your chin amongst the fuzz every lady has,
one
right?
One time I did, but it's been years. It hasn't come back.
One time I had a clear one, like, on the side of my...
clear hair?
It was weird.
That's gray, you it's mean. Like a, that color is called gray.
It was
gray,
like a peach
and
fuzz.
And wow, how old are you?
Morning, JV Show. Rita from San Jose. Is the bleeped out word off your shower wall? Have a good... I don't even know what today it is, but it's my Friday.
But that's not it. That was a very, very popular guess. Shower wall. And I think a lot of people guessed that because, Selena, you talk about how you stick your hairs individually to the shower wall while you shower, which is a disgusting, disgusting habit.
Not individually, by the handful. Oh, God! My man's also grossed out by that. But that's not the
as would any normal human being. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is me, Little Miss Mother. And my guess is, for the bleeped out word, is hair tie. I hope I win.
Hair tie.
That became another popular guess after brush and hairbrush were eliminated. Hair tie, but that's not it. What is it?
Not hair tie.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Leslie from Belmont. Is the bleeped out word broom? All right. Hope I get it. Thanks.
There we go with today's unbleeped. Do you guys also have a ton of hair hanging off your broom? My husband won't even go near it. He is so grossed out. That's not just my house, right?
Yeah, he's probably grossed out by actually using it, though, because he's like, I don't want to actually sweep. Like, nobody wants to do that. Yeah. I'll use the excuse that the broom is too hairy. It grosses me out. All right, now look, I'd love to give a ton of shout outs, but you know what?
What?
Leslie was the only person that got it this morning. Leslie was the only person that got the correct answer this morning. Nicely done, Leslie. Woo, woo. And a lot of people. Thank you to everybody that played this morning because holy tidal wave of talkbacks. That was a lot to sort through. But Leslie is going to be the only one that comes away with that brand new JV Show chug mug this morning. And I can't shout out anyone else because nobody else got it.
All right, good job, Leslie. Hey, everyone else, no worries. Tomorrow we are going to do it again, 7:05 here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.
To the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How's it going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I cannot believe I'm doing this again. I feel so special.
You've played before. Refresh my memory. Did you win last time?
I did.
Let's see if Sherry can do
it
again.
Coming back for another round.
Bottle Rock tickets on the line. 3-day tickets?
3-day general admission, and it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, you definitely want this. All right, let's see if you can get it done. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and you win these tickets. Here's question number 1. A classic McDonald's Big Mac features how many patties?
God, I haven't had one of those in so long. 2.
Two patties.
Okay. Oh, so
one
good.
Too many.
Then they made the double Big Mac where there were 4.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
That is too much.
Crush one of those right now. All right, question number 2. Professor Plum in the library with the candlestick is something you might hear said when you are playing what board game?
Oh, Clue.
Yep.
Jess, you've never heard of Clue?
I think I've seen the box, never played it in my life.
They made like a movie and stuff out of it too, didn't they?
They did.
Sure. Are you serious?
Not good.
Oh, and guys, I have my daughter.
Okay, she has her daughter.
It was like a really exciting announcement there, and then the phone just cut out. I don't know.
Oh, maybe she just had her daughter right now.
What, you gave birth to your daughter in the car at this very moment? Live on the air?
Miracle, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Your phone cut out.
That was quick.
Your phone cut out, but you're trying to say you have your daughter in the car with you. What's her name?
Say your name. Gianna.
Hi,
there you
Gianna.
Go. Welcome to the world, Gianna. It's a tough place out here. I got to warn you.
Question number 3. In 1941, Japan launched a surprise military strike on the United States. Where?
Japan launched it on Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
That's right.
That's right. All right, we're 3 for 3. You don't even need this question, man. Repeat winner right here. She's taking our trivia game and just dunked all over it. Question number 4. What very common type of hard alcohol can be made from potatoes?
Potato alcohol. What is that? You would think I should know this, but...
I've had some before. It's pretty good.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. This is vodka.
Yep.
Oh, duh, like you just looked it up and you're like, oh, duh. Like,
one,
how's that good?
No, I knew it was a clear one. I was like, is it gin or is it vodka? But I knew it had to be one of the two.
And then Google was like, it's vodka.
Hello, duh. No. I love that for any alcohol question. Sherry. People are always like, I should know this.
I know.
I should know this. I drink every day.
Regardless,
I'm a functioning alcoholic. I should know this.
You still won.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Yes. You just got a pair of 3-day Jenner admission tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley happening May 24th through 25th. Sherry. Woo! Things are getting noisy back there, so we're going to put you on hold, but don't hang up. We're going to get you that winning.
Sorry.
Congrats on the win and your newborn Gianna.
Yes.
I'm literally 12.
Oh,
thank you. Yes.
She's aging rapidly.
By the way, those Bottle Rock single day tickets, they go on sale today, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If you can't make it the entire weekend, maybe you just want to see Ice Cube or you just want to see.
On Sunday.
That's a
catch
no, a con,
me out there.
Right?
Catch me outside there. I'll be there on Sunday.
Yeah, go to bottlerocknapavalley.com for more info. Graham, let's do some shouts.
Yeah, a lot of people in my DMs. This one says, hey, Graham, dad in your DMs requesting a belated birthday shout out for my son, Ali. He turned 13 on January 7th. What's today's date, Selena?
The 16th.
Is that even? I mean,
thought we stopped doing like the retro.
Yeah, but those were from
birthday.
You know, the ones when we were out on break. We were here on January 7th.
That's
we could have given
point.
Him a shout out on January
7th. Yeah.
Anyways, that is from Asif, Sumi, Safa, and Marwa. We love the JV show and the team. So, all right,
happy belated birthday,
Ollie.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Hey, Graham, today is my daughter's 11th birthday. Can you please, please, please send her a shout out? We listen to you guys every morning, and she loves you guys. Happy birthday, Jimena.
Happy birthday.
Mom, Dad, and Julie. She's an amazing older sister and daughter, and we love you so much. You complete our family. Thank you, Graham. You're the best. Happy birthday, Jimena.
Who gives a fuck?
Have a great day.
Another one. Hey, Graham, sorry for the late DM slide. Just wanted to see if you, Selena, just could wish my girlfriend Lee, a.k.a. Danger Cat Callen, a happy birthday. Can't wait to celebrate you later today with the rest of the Faith and Spirits crew. What do you think the Faith and Spirits crew is, Selena?
I don't know. Like a church?
Sounds like a...
Church group?
Like a drunk church group. I like it. Oh, they're drinking spirits. Oh, like spirits like Ouija board spirits. Okay, never mind. Faith and whatever. From Mario in San Carlos. Thanks, Graham, and congrats on finishing up your new home. Thank you so much. All right, happy birthday, Danger Cat Callen.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's
a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amira from Utah. Listening on my way to work. I've noticed over the past week or two that instead of just sighing as she usually does, or gasping, I should say, she takes the Lord's name in vain more recently. Just something I noticed, something I thought was funny. When she thinks something's really shocking, she says the J word.
The J words. I have noticed you doing that more off the air.
Jess, gasp. Have you been taking the Lord's name in vain on our very airwaves?
I thought I was saying... Gosh.
No,
Oh my gosh.
I can't even say it.
What does she say? She says the J word.
The J word.
Jesus.
Oh, Graham.
That was a clip of Jess from yesterday's show.
Yes, you do.
Oh, and
you do.
Sorry.
And you are a devout
Catholic.
There you go. And you should not be.
Not a great one.
I should know better.
As a devout atheist, am I exempt from that? Am I allowed to?
No, you're not allowed to say the word at all.
Can't even think about it.
Yeah.
But why? No, I don't believe that that's real.
But you're offending people who do.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know the rules.
I'm offended right now.
I feel like I should get an exemption.
No.
I don't know. I'll ask Guy Daddy.
Jesus Christ, you guys are rude.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, Drake is officially suing UMG, Universal Music Group, over Kendrick Lamar's song, Not Like Us.
What? Why?
So,
why?
UMG, this is what's interesting. UMG is home to both Drake and Kendrick. So it's a little interesting that Drake is suing his own label that he's signed to, but that's exactly what he did yesterday morning in federal court for spreading the false and malicious narrative that he is a pedophile, because that's what Kendrick says in the song. So Drake claims that UMG knew full well what the song was about and that referring to him in such a way was not only false, but it was dangerous as well. But they ran with it anyway. They promoted the hell out of that song all for money. Drake says UMG knew that it would devalue his music and his brand, giving them leverage in future contract negotiations.
Stop. Has it devalued his brand?
No.
Guy's as rich as ever.
Yes.
He's still as popular as ever. Just take the L and go away.
Right. Now, remember Drake's claiming that UMG used bots to increase song streams. He also says that UMG was in on getting Kendrick the Super Bowl halftime gig so he could perform that song on the world's biggest stage. Drake is the biggest crybaby.
He is.
I love UMG's response to this. They said the notion we would seek to harm the reputation of any artist, let alone Drake, is illogical. It doesn't even make sense. We've invested massively in his music, and our employees around the world have worked tirelessly for many years to help him achieve commercial and personal financial success. Throughout his career, Drake has intentionally and successfully used UMG to distribute his music, to engage in outrageous back and forth rap battles, to express his feelings about other artists. But now he seeks to weaponize this same legal process to silence another artist's creative expression. Isn't that interesting? One last thing that people think is pretty hilarious. Drake's lawyers wrote, the recording threatens that if Drake comes to Oakland, where Lamar grew up, he will not make it out alive. Kendrick is not from Oakland.
Yeah,
I think everyone knows that he's not from the Bay. He's from Compton. By the way, here's the part of the song that the lawyers are referencing. You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect pop? I think that Oakland show gonna be your last stop. Kendrick is obviously referencing Drake's use of AI to have Tupac rap in one of his songs. Do you remember that? So, I don't know, maybe because Tupac lived here, he's saying that the Bay's not going to let you get away with that. Like, not that Kendrick is going to take him out. It doesn't even make any sense.
If we sat down and broke down every single song, there would be so many lawsuits if this is what we're doing now. But come on. Like,
stop. It's embarrassing. Graham, what do you have?
In the ultimate flip-flop, the incoming president's team is saying that he's going to try to save the TikTok app from being banned. If you remember, he was the one that first led the charge to get it banned. He even signed an executive order to do so, but ultimately, it was President Biden who finally pushed it through, and we all know that deadline is this Sunday.
No.
ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, has to sell the app to a U.S. company or have it be banned, and ByteDance said, hold my beer, we're just going to go completely dark and shut it off. On the 19th, if this ban goes through and the Supreme Court doesn't rule in our favor, Supreme Court's still mulling a decision on this, and they don't have a deadline for when they have to do so. It's the Supreme Court. They can do whatever they want. Yeah. Supreme Court's a crock. Well, he's apparently now considering signing an executive order to at least delay the ban and then ultimately save the app. He could be TikTok's savior. Oh, how the people would love him, the popularity. According to the incoming president's pick for national security advisor, Mike Waltz, he said in an interview last night, quote, number one, TikTok's a great platform that many Americans use and was great for his campaign and getting his messages out. Number two, he's going to protect their data. My. Isn't this such a stark reversal from where we were before?
That
TikTok was Chinese and they're stealing all your info and it's a national security threat. Oh, wait. Now you want to save the app because people on TikTok voted for you? I'm just a teensy bit confused by this. But I guess if you are somebody who loves TikTok, this is good news for you because while the deadline is the 19th, we know the incoming president takes office the following day. Inauguration's on the 20th, so maybe the app only goes dark for, I don't know, half a day or something, and then boom, it is saved. But we shall see.
Oh my God, this has turned into like the craziest.
It's a big, big circus.
Somewhere else to find my recipes and my life advice and all my knowledge, basically, because I get so much from TikTok.
That's not good.
I know.
It's not good.
It really is.
Not great.
So maybe this will be a good thing for my health and my overall mental.
Do those things, the recipes and those every now and again, a useful life hack, do they outweigh the 7 hours a day that you spend on there not accomplishing anything?
No, I guess not.
But it's not like she has anything better to do.
That's true.
No kids, no responsibilities. Live your best life. Hey, who cares?
Volunteer, help people, see the outdoors.
I mean, when you put it that way, I guess.
A lot of stuff that people could be doing rather than scrolling, but, you know, whatever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you just gave an update on the TikTok ban.
Yes, the incoming president May is working there saying to try to save the app and keep it from being federally banned here.
Don't take away my TikTok. I'm a teacher. I get a lot of really helpful tools, lessons, ideas from there. So, I mean, it is a good thing. But then again, it's all the same stuff on YouTube. Reels, Facebook, Instagram stories. So I'm not going to cry about it. Although TikTok Shop, it's pretty great. Good stuff. Oh, well. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll, I guess we'll see what happens. Yeah. I just read that the CEO of TikTok may be attending the inauguration on Monday. Something tells me something's cooking here, you guys. Something's cooking.
Interesting. Anyways, we're not a political show, but we are a TikTok show, so that's why we cover this type of stuff. Graham, anything you want to talk about here?
I want to talk about the Nutmobile, you guys.
Excuse me?
The Nutmobile. You guys haven't heard of it? It's like the Planters, you know, Planters Peanuts. They have the Nutmobile, like Oscar Mayer has the Wienermobile.
Oh, I think I did know that.
It's a 26-foot-long peanut. Yeah, and it's on wheels, nice. And it travels the country just like the Wienermobile does. I like how we have the two mobiles out there that are the Wienermobile and the Nutmobile. Yeah. Is there no other food product that wants to make a big...
A mobile?
Yeah, a big mobile, big bus of themselves, of their product, but I guess not. We're stuck with nuts and wieners. Well, the Nutmobile is looking for the next nut drivers, you guys, for $45,000 a year, plus a, you know, a little travel stipend, health benefits, and even 401k, you can become the next Nutmobile crew member, driver, you know, staff in the nut. You can be on there for 1 year. It's a 1 year position. They're looking for people to be a part of this from June 2025 through June 2026. So they're starting to take
applications. Country?
Yes, just spreading nuts all over the place. You're at parties throwing nuts at people and it just...
Catch
my nuts. And it seems like a pretty fun gig. Now, there are some requirements if you're thinking, you know what? I would like to spend a year riding in a giant peanut.
Lay them out.
Okay. Here's the things. You need to have a college degree, preferably one in communications, marketing, or public relations.
I'm out.
Any of you guys?
No.
College degree, yes. Not in those fields.
Okay. Well, valid driver's license?
Oh, I have that. I have that.
Okay, there you go. That's pretty much it. I mean, after that.
That's the only requirement.
No, there is one more requirement I forgot.
What?
You have to be comfortable dressing up in costume for some character performances. So you have to be comfortable dressing up.
Are you serious?
Like a big nut.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, they are not paying enough for anyone to sign up for this.
Now, listen to this, and I got this one covered. A proficiency, they want you to have this, a proficiency in nut-related puns.
Oh, that's you, Graham.
I feel like I got that covered.
Even the dressing up part, I feel like you could do that.
In a nutshell, totally.
I could never do something like that. I get anxiety enough driving my own car, feeling like people are looking at me at stoplights. I don't need to be in a giant nut. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Also, if you hit curves already in your tiny car, imagine the things you're going to hit in that giant thing.
Driving a giant nut home. Yeah. Yeah, that would be something. Yeah, Selena, I think the younger you could do it, but this current you, Selena, you're a shell of your former self.
What do you mean?
It was a nut pun.
Oh, nut joke. It was
a little nut pun there.
That was good. That's why you'd be perfect for the job, my
dad. I might apply.
Sign up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I want to remind everyone that on Saturday, I'm going to be at Old Sugar Mill.
This Saturday.
Woo! What did I say?
On Saturday.
I'm just clarifying. You said on Saturday.
Okay, yeah,
this
yeah.
coming Saturday. Yeah, it's like Saturday. A reminder, people.
Day
reminder. This Saturday.
Day after tomorrow, yes. Old Sugar Mill. It's right outside of Sacramento. So it is a bit of a drive, but it's going to be a lot of fun. They're this amazing winery. Awesome venue. If you have like an event, you know, coming up, you probably want to come check them out. By the way, if you book, they're going to give you a major discount if you come on Saturday.
Ooh.
Other than that, we're just going to have a lot of fun. Charcuterie.
Drink a lot of wine, right?
Wine. Well, everyone's going to drink wine except for me. I'm doing dry January.
Sure.
I don't want to drink a shoe out of Jess's shoe. That's
offer Selena a
that's
glass
what
of
we
wine.
Have. No,
I need a couple spies there. I need a couple spies.
No.
Report back to me.
Mm-hmm. I really wish you would.
From
please
the old
come
sugar
and then
mill.
Respond. Sorry. And then, what's the word?
RSVP.
Please come and,
report back.
Report back. Report back to Graham. I wish you would. You do have to register for this. So go to wildlandyfor9.com/oldsugarmo just so we have your name and we're all ready to hang out with you. Now it's time.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
We have a lot to unpack here. So we talked about Lily Phillips. Right? She's the OnlyFans creator who set a goal in January of 2025. She's going to sleep with 1,000 men in 24 hours.
In 24 hours?
In 24 hours. She wanted to break the record that was previously...
Even if she set a whole year, I would still be like, what? A lot.
No, in a single day. And she wanted to break the record that was previously set by Lisa Sparks in 2004, who slept with 919 men in a day. So she's
919?
Yeah.
In a single day.
So Lily Phillips, she's been working hard. She's been training for this big event, which has not taken place yet. I think she still might be in training, although she said January. So I think that should be coming up soon. Only now, she's got to up her game because in comes Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue just said, hold my... Well, never mind.
Bonnie Blue said, pick this up off the floor. It's a little sore, so be careful, but pick it up and hold this because she just slept with over 1,000 men, 1,057 to be exact, in 12 hours.
What?
In half a day?
Half a day!
Get your calculator out. I need to learn some math on that.
All right.
Like half a day, 12 hours. So you got, 12 hours and there's 60 minutes in each hour. So 12 times 60, that's 720 minutes in half
hours,
a day. And then how many guys were, did
1,057.
So we'll divide that by 1,057. And that gives you the rough math of 0.68 of a minute. So you get You get 0.68 of a minute. How many seconds is
that? Somebody broke it down, and that would mean every guy would have had less than 60 seconds with her.
Well, yeah, that I just... So, what do you mean? I just broke the exact same thing down. Yes,
I know, you 720 just made it much minutes. More complicated with all the numbers and the math and stuff.
But 720 minutes is a smaller number than the number of guys. I just broke down that exact same thing.
I don't believe this.
Why?
Because that sounds impossible. So she didn't go to the bathroom not once. She didn't have to, eat not once.
Oh, she was stuffed.
Maybe not. She said, so she did an interview and she said, look, she feels fine after doing this.
No, but, she doesn't.
Uh-uh. But I guess she had to switch up after 3 or 4 hours. The logistics of it. She said those first few hours were really...
Different entry point.
Were a lot. And if had she continued like that, she would have struggled. But she did make note of how full the room was. And it was just like a rotating circle.
Oh, my God.
So was...
I can't believe these are the...
So it was headlines. One at a time.
Yes.
Wow.
And then somebody's sitting there with a stopwatch, time's up! Get out of there!
Yeah, someone has to be there, taking notes and making sure that all happens.
Yeah, someone from the Guinness Book has to be there to verify the record.
And did she also do this at an Airbnb? Because the other one was planning to do it at an Airbnb,
Because
how do you get that many men in...
I don't know where this took place.
Jesus.
I mean, I don't want to joke about house fires, but that's where you burn your house down if that was your Airbnb. And somebody did that in there. Light a match.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't think you can recover from that.
Just going to let that marinate.
Somebody's daughter.
There.
We shouldn't be judging, right? You do you. It's 2025.
Boo. Your body, your choice, your decision.
That's somebody's daughter.
But sometimes you can judge a little.
You can judge a little bit.
I'm judging
a lot of it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Don't forget those Bottle Rock single day tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m. If you can't go all 3 days, maybe you can go one day.
Also, we have an Instagram contest.
Oh, so tell me about
check
that.
Check out Wild 94.9. It's super simple. We have our post pinned. So if you find that, you just have to like the post, comment, and add a hashtag, and tag a friend. That easy. And
you
you'll
can
be
win some tickets. Awesome.
Do it before January 24th.
Just post, tag, repost, send it to your bestie. Use a hashtag.
Make sure you're following.
Share it then
to your boss.
Unfollow, then share
post
it again.
Post it to your profile.
Then leave a talk back.
Comment
it.
A secret word.
And then you can win. Yes. Got it.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. Jess?
All right. So I want to talk about the biggest wedding trends for 2025. And then I also want to ask you guys if there's anything about weddings that you would get rid of. So starting off with some of the top trends, apparently people are letting go of the traditional cake cutting. And instead, they're doing that in private or skipping it altogether. Did you guys have a wedding A wedding cake at your guys' wedding. Selena, I know yours was...
Wow, way to rub it in, Jerry.
Yours was pounded to smithereens by a hurricane. Yeah, were you going to have a cake before a hurricane smashed it?
Yes. And I was actually looking forward to it because, I mean, who doesn't want a wedding cake at their wedding? You know what? Actually, at our little... makeshift ceremony? Wedding, you know, before our resort went into lockdown, they did bring us, like
couple of hostess cupcakes from the vending machine.
I think it was like
some little Debbie's.
Little
Debbie's out of the vending machine in the stairwell of the hotel, which was the only safe place to be in the hurricane.
They did bring us something. It was really small, but something to like have as a cake. So I thought that was kind of cute. But yeah, you do want the big wedding cake. You know, even if it's a lot of people will do
like most of it being fake.
Yeah. And then just like cut the top and they have a sheet cake in the back that they actually pass out. I'm fine with that.
I think that's pretty much what we did. We had a small cake. Actually, I don't know that we did we did a small cake that we cut, but it was not a big gather round. Everybody look at the cake cutting because like who cares?
Nobody cares.
That part's boring. We cut it ourselves and it was a very small cake. But then I think we just had assorted desserts at our wedding from what I remember. Everyone didn't get a piece of cake. It was like if you want dessert, go up to the table.
You know,
get one.
That's actually smarter. I, for many years, I've had to throw birthday parties. You know, and every time, what do you do? What's the main event?
Cut the cake.
Stupid cake. Yeah. And then half the people don't even want it. And you end up wasting so much. You're hanging on to it just in case. No one's going to eat it.
Nope.
I think what you did, Graham, way smarter.
Save your money.
Well, yeah, you save a lot of money doing it that way as well. Because those cakes, anytime they know it's for a wedding.
Oh, it's so
the old cake price. I'm like, are you using a different recipe for this cake that you don't use at birthday parties and other gatherings? Wait, it's the same recipe? Oh, but it's for a wedding. It costs 10 times as much? Interesting.
Because the pressure's on. But... another wedding trend for 2025, and I thought this one was interesting. Apparently, more brides are ditching the white gowns for colorful ones. What do you guys think about this?
Because I do see that every once in a while.
I like the traditional white.
Me too. But like with every trend, I'm always late to the party. So maybe if I see it enough, it'll grow on me. Right now, I like the white.
There's something classic about the white dress and seeing the bride walk down the aisle in a white dress. And if the bride came out in something that was not, you would be like, okay, there's another bridesmaid.
Where's the
bride getting here? That's her.
And then if the bride doesn't wear white, does that mean a guest can?
That's a good
point. Because, you know, the number one rule of weddings, don't wear white. That's reserved for the bride.
I still don't think you can could do it. No. Yeah.
Because then you'll be mistaken as the wedding. The bride.
And that person would get all your presents.
Yeah.
People would be like, congrats. Congrats on the wedding.
Okay, what about outfit changes? Because I have seen this a lot, mainly with celebrities, of course, where they have like three different dresses that they wear throughout the night. I think this is doing too much.
It's a little excessive. However, if you can afford that, I'm not mad at it. You do you.
I'm only mad because I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But now I want to talk about some things that you guys want to stop seeing at weddings because I have one specific one. Can I share it with you guys?
Please.
I hate when there is like 10 different speeches and it's like back to back to back and everybody's taking like 30 minutes to say what they want to say to the bride and groom. And I just think it's too much. I don't want to sit there for like 3 hours listening to these speeches because a lot of the times it's like repeated jokes. Because everybody knows the things that the couple likes.
And they're always inside jokes, too.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. If you are going to do a speech at a wedding, it's not easy to do a good one. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, if you are doing a bunch of inside jokes and stuff that everyone else doesn't get, it's not... the rest of us are sitting there like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
this is boring.
Then you're just clapping, trying to, like, laugh when you can. Like, you're hungry, your stomach is rumbling. So I'm done with that. Is there anything else you guys want to stop seeing at weddings?
All kinds of things. A lot of them.
What about the garter toss?
I could get rid of the first dance.
I like that.
I could get rid of a bunch of stuff.
That's like the most important thing.
I know.
Thing.
Most important thing from us attending the wedding, we don't care. Watching you guys sway slowly in a circle,
but you
boring.
You can say that about anything. Why even go to a wedding then,
that's
Graham?
True.
Because I feel like you would have
the
that
open
attitude.
Bar. The open bar is the one, like the fun part that we're all having fun. That part is the best part of the wedding.
That is true.
How did I know
you trim out
say
some
that.
Of the unnecessary stuff.
The part
stuff.
That most people remember.
Get to the fun.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Wendy Williams just did her first interview this morning with the Breakfast Club in New York, you know, Charlamagne and them. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So where Wendy Williams has been kind of a mystery. I think the last time we talked about her here on the JV show, it was because her conservator, Sabrina Morrissey, was in court. And she said that Wendy is incapacitated.
Yeah,
we discussed that. And we were like, oh my God, what does that mean? Is she like a vegetable? Like has her, you know, she has all these illnesses. Has it gotten that bad that she like can't move? She can't
function.
Yeah, like what is the deal? Well, then she does this interview this morning with the Breakfast Club. She has her niece, Alex, on the line.
I am not cognitively impaired, you know what I'm saying? No, but I feel like I am in prison. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in this place where the people are in their 90s and their 80s. Like, I'm exhausted thinking about, what if I can't see my dad for his birthday? You know, at 94, you know, the day after that is not promised. It's not promised.
She broke down at various times during this interview. So basically, she is in New York City at some sort of like, I don't know, luxury
assisted old care facility, assisted living facility.
Something like that. And she's stuck in this small room with only basic necessities, only one window, which does not give her enough sunlight. Her conservator took her cats. She had two cats that she no longer has.
Not the cats.
She is not allowed to really, like, she can make calls outward to friends and family, but they can't contact her. She has no iPad, no laptop, no anything. And then she's afraid that they're not even going to let her see her dad next month for his birthday. And who knows how much longer he has after he turns 94.
My life is like up.
Yeah.
It is.
She's prepared for the fact that her phone might be taken away.
What if they take my phone? I won't be able to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
It is the saddest thing to hear her break down like that. Again, we're talking about Wendy Williams. She says one of the few interactions she has with other people on a daily basis is when the nurses come in and just give her unknown pills.
Wow.
And she's like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to be taking these. I don't even think she takes them.
She's definitely going to solitary confinement after they hear this interview.
Yeah.
That got out.
Is this so sad?
Why was I under the impression? Weren't they making it seem like she wasn't even aware of her surroundings or what was going on? And she sounds fine.
Okay, now there's two sides to this story, and we don't know which one is the truth's probably somewhere in the middle, because somebody that is suffering from dementia, which is what we were told that is one of the things that she's going through, right?
Yes.
People that have dementia can have moments like this where they seem totally lucid and they seem to remember everything and can talk about stuff clearly, and then there's other times where they can't do those things. Anybody that knows somebody that's gone through dementia knows that there are different stages of this, and there are different
times. And that's the side that we saw on that documentary. Do you remember the documentary? And she had no idea where she was. She thought she was going to be back on her talk show. But this is like a whole different person doing this interview.
And, which is, again, people that have seen, you know, people that have gone through dementia can be something that happens. And we don't know. Maybe there's a medication that she's on that's helped things quite a bit. We don't know. I'm just saying the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. You hear this and it's not, and it does sound totally heartbreaking, but maybe she does need to be in some sort of facility where her care is managed all the time and she's given her medications when she needs them, and because she's unable to take care of pets and things like that. I guess we just don't know. It is really, really heart-wrenching to hear her describe the situation that she's in. Again, we can't jump to any conclusions though about it. We thought Britney Spears needed freedom.
That's
got that one wrong.
Oh, that's a good point. We really missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, we really got that one wrong.
Wendy did weigh in on Diddy's situation, if anybody cares. She said he's spending the rest of his life behind bars. That's her prediction.
Okay, yeah.
She probably knows a thing or two.
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Jess. You were talking about wedding trends.
Yep. The ones for 2025.
We got a lot of talkbacks. You talked about outfit changes.
Yes.
And someone left a talkback saying, I had three dresses at my wedding. But she said they were all on sale. Like, she only spent less than $500. Yep. I'm not mad at that.
I figured I should follow up my last talkback. There's a website called, I think it's called DHgate or something like that, where they will clearance wedding dresses, like really, really nice ones. I don't know what it is that makes them do this, but they'll start off with dresses that were hundreds of dollars and take them all the way down to almost nothing. So if anybody ever wants to buy multiple wedding dresses, that's the place to do it.
Okay.
And she said the website is DHgate or something like that.com. Right? That's what she said there. DH Gate or something like that.
I heard BH.
No, DH.
DH.
Yeah.
Whatever okay. it is, or something like that.
So try that.
Yeah, okay. Try all the different combos. That is the spot to get the dresses.
Hi, JV Show. This is Sarah from Concord weighing in on the wedding topics. I recently went to a wedding that basically didn't do any of the extra stuff, just did the basics like food, DJ. They did have one speech, maybe 2 minutes long, and we went straight to dancing. It was so much fun. Just fun vibes. 10 out of 10 DJ. I probably would do it the same. I loved it. I loved it so much.
See, that would be fun. That'd be fun as a guest. But yeah. If I am the bride, I know I want the speeches and everybody honoring me, and I want my first dance, and I want all of that.
Which is totally fine. It's your day. Get all that stuff. Just know what the guests want is
don't
more,
care. You can leave.
Is more what she described. And I've been to one of my cousin's wedding. They didn't even for the part where the actual service part where they're getting married. People weren't even sitting down. It was like it was a cocktail party. Everyone was dressed up, cocktail party the whole way through. There weren't even seats for that part. They got up, boom. It was super quick. They got married and then right back to like the drinks, dancing, fun, and whatever. It wasn't like this big sit down thing where you got to sit down and listen to the speech and then sit down and wait for your food. You know, it wasn't like that, and it just moved, and it was super super fun. I'm just saying. As a bride, you envision this day your whole life or whatever, and there's certain things you want. Do those things. It's your wedding. Just know that the guests just
don't care.
Want the bar and the dancing and the fun.
That's so sad. Like, I'm going to spend so much money for people to just want to get. Well, yeah.
But you never understand. Mind.
Yeah, I understand because I want to do the same.
Really quick, since we're talking about weddings, I just want to remind everyone that on Saturday, this Saturday, I'm going to be at Old Sugar Mill at noon, from noon to 2. It's a winery like right outside of Sacramento. And so like if you maybe have a wedding coming up, or if you know somebody, this is like one of those spots where you can have like your... like engagement party or your bridal party or like cute little brunch or something like that. It's a really beautiful venue, and they have the best wine and the best little charcuterie boards. And you can even come like sample that with me on Saturday, but you have to register. Go to wildandyfor9.com/oldsugarmill. It's going to be less formal with me on Saturday. It's going to be a little more ratchet, I think.
A little more drinky drink.
Yeah, a little more drinky drink with Selena.
Step aside, dry January.
Well, no, I'm doing wine. Dry January, but you can have all the drinky drinks you want. Ain't nobody stopping you.
How old is the Old Sugar Mill? Asking for a friend.
I do not know the Old Sugar Mill.
It sounds old, but I just don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
It's not old, it's vintage.
Got it.
Yeah, retrogram, come on.
Got it.
So wildandyfor9.com/Old Sugar Mill if you do want to come through.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.